This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Monarch butterflies are making their way through Texas to Mexico for the winter. Austin is one of a string of communities that has rolled out the red carpet with policies aimed at helping the monarchs along the way. And as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, this year will be a big test to see how much those efforts help.
Think of Austin as a rest stop for migrating monarchs. The same way you need to fill up the gas tank in your car, monarchs need to stop along their route. In the fall, it's to fill up on the nectar from certain flowers. In the spring, they need to lay their eggs on milkweed plants. Austin has policies to grow those plants on public land. It's one of a bunch of places along the butterfly's migration path that are trying to become like little islands of refuge for butterflies. Is it working? I sent KUT intern Elizabeth Euclid down to one of these oases to see.
Hello.
Hey, Elizabeth, it's Mose.
Hey, Mose, how's it going?
It's going all right. Are you rolling?
Yeah, right now I'm at the Zilker Botanical Garden, and they have a whole section dedicated just to butterflies, so there's lots of different flowers around here, and they even have a few different, like, dishes for the monarchs to get some nectar from.
They have dishes out?
Yeah, they actually have a butterfly feeder. And so they're hanging baskets and they're stocked with fruits to feed the butterflies. So I see a few of them in there right now eating some of the fruit.
This year, they might want to put a little extra fruit in the bowl. More monarchs are expected to fly through than any of the past 10 years. That's because of exceptionally nice weather up north, where monarchs lay their eggs on milkweed during the summer breeding season. Tiara Curry is a scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity. She says up to 180 million monarchs could fly through Texas this fall, twice the number from last year.
This year is going to represent as many monarchs as we can produce with the current amount of milkweed and the absence of weather disasters.
The thing is, even with the weather completely cooperating, monarch numbers are still well below the 225 million butterflies needed to stabilize the population. That's what makes this fall a true test of how much places like Austin can really help. Curry says it will show how well these little oases of food we've created can help sustain this generation of butterflies.
If the fall is the limiting factor for them in terms of finding high-quality forage plants and connected habitat to enhance their journey south, then we'll know by the number of monarchs that make it through the winter in Mexico, if nothing goes wrong there, how many monarchs we can produce and if fall is one of the primary limiting factors on the population.
If a lot of monarchs don't reach Mexico, we'll know they're not finding enough food on their way. If they do, conservationists can be more confident that pit stops like the one in Austin are helping. That's especially important because things are only expected to get worse for the monarchs weather-wise, says Chip Taylor. He's the director of a group called Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas.
By and large, what's going to happen is that we're not going to see these favorable conditions come together very often in the future, maybe never. It depends upon how fast things change out there.
The change he's talking about is climate change. It's expected to bring more weather like droughts, freezes, and wildfires all up and down the monarch's range that will further threaten them. It's a reason many conservationists like Tiara Curry would prefer to see the butterflies listed as an endangered species, with the protections that come along with that.
That sort of comprehensive look at what it takes to save them, I think, would be very beneficial to them, as opposed to cities here and there, campuses here and there. All of that is essential, but it would be awesome if there was a big coordinated response to save them.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is set to decide on whether to list the monarchs as endangered next year. But given the Trump administration's record on conservation, Curry doesn't think it will. So monarch pit stops may be the next best thing. If not to restore the species, then at least to keep it on a kind of life support in the face of growing threats. Mose Bushell, KUT News.